Going on in here?
I'm just trying to crack open this coconut.
With the hammer? Give me that thing. You're not even using it correctly.
Ugh.
Man, you really have gone cuckoo for coconuts, haven't you?
Mindy, coconuts are packed with nutrients. They're good for our immune system so we don't get sick as easily. They're good for our hearts. They help to keep our skin healthy.
Yeah, and they also really stress you out when you can't bust them open. Careful, Guy Raz. You're going to hurt yourself. What in the...
Well, how else am I going to get this thing open if I want to get the nutrients out of it?
A chainsaw? Are you kidding me, man? Stop. Stop it. Stop it right now. That's it. I'm calling the plug on this operation. Guy Raz, there's a better way.
Wait, did you say there's a better way?
Okay, to be clear, there are a million better ways of busting open a coconut. But we're going to try the most newly discovered way.
Oh, great. Is this like a new kind of invention we can just, you know, pick up from the store, maybe, you know, order online, same day delivery, something like that?
Well, not exactly. See, we sort of need to, we need to bring your coconut to the coconut cracker itself.
That sounds like too much work. Here, just hand me that hammer.
Nope, don't you come near this hammer. Okay, Ross. Do you trust me?
No.
Reggie!
Oh, boy. You know, Mindy, on second thought, I could just run to the store and grab, you know, a jar of organic, unfiltered coconut oil and, you know, kind of go on with my day.
Get on the bird, Guy Raz.
Mindy, I have a very busy day ahead of me, and...
Saddle up. This might be a wild ride. Here, put these on.
Okay, but this better only take a minute.
Guy Raz, Reggie, hold on. Coconuts. Next stop, Solomon Islands, South Pacific.
Mindy, I just don't.
Here we go! You okay, Guy Raz?
Well, I'm a little banged up, but not even that crash landing could crack this coconut, Mindy.
Well, don't you worry your funny little head about that, because we have come to the right place for coconut cracking.
Where are we? This looks like the middle of nowhere. Are we in a rainforest?
Guy Raz, welcome to the island of Vanganu, part of the Solomon Islands. Here, you can see it right here on this map.
Let me see that. Solomon Islands, so we're on one of these islands in the South Pacific. It looks like we're just a little tiny bit northeast of Australia.
Yep, and we're on that one right there.
That giant red island that's covering up the others?
No, that's Ketchup. I use this map as a placemat for my lunch sometimes. Here. There. Better.
So, do you want to tell me why I'm standing here in the middle of a remote island in the South Pacific holding a coconut?
Oh, yeah, well, that's because we're here to see that coconut cracker I was telling you about.
The coconut cracker?
Well, also known as the Romus Vica or the Vanganu giant rat.
Rat?
Did I just say rat?
You said rat.
Here's the deal. For the last 20 years, hang on a second. Hey, Jet.
Yellow.
Can we get some mysterious, legend-y sounding music up in here?
Oh, sure.
Thanks, man. For the past 2 decades, the people of this very island have been telling scientists about the elusive Vanganu giant rat, who, as legend would have it, has lived amongst them in the trees, but never before been spotted by an outsider.
In the trees? Like high up in the branches? Like in the canopy?
And the scientists were all, nah, we can't see it. We don't believe it. For it had been 80 years since a new rodent species was discovered on this island.
But eventually they did discover that it exists, right?
So there were some scientists, like Tyrone Lavery from the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago. That guy spent years searching for this legendary creature.
And did he ever find it?
Nope. Bummer alert, he did not.
Oh, that's too bad.
But he did find some poop.
Mindy.
And after digging around in that poop for a while, he discovered the fur of an unidentified species of rodent.
The Vengganu giant rat.
And then, in the year 2015...
That was like 2 years ago.
A ranger from the island named Hikuna Judge was just out minding his own beeswax, taking a walk through the island's thick rainforest when a giant rat fell from the sky.
What?
Well, I mean, technically it jumped out of the tree it had been living in, but...
Phew.
Anywho, it was in that moment that the Vengganu giant rat went from being a legend to a scientific fact.
The first new rodent species found on the island in 80 years.
Exact-oritos, Guy Raz. Pretty cool, huh?
So, do we need to be worried about, you know, giant tree-dwelling rats falling from the sky?
Well, I mean, if it's not your thing, then yeah, I guess.
Reggie, take me back home, please!
I'm just joking, Guy Raz. You don't have to worry about giant rats falling out of trees and bonking you on the head.
Phew.
In fact, the Vengganu giant rat, or the Uromi sivica, as scientists call it, is super-duper rare.
Well, I'm looking up into the trees of this rainforest, and there's a super thick canopy of leaves and branches. It's hard to even see the sky, and maybe it makes it easier for the Vengganu giant rat to hide?
Yep, that's one reason. But the other reason is that timber companies have been coming to the island and cutting down the trees. Like, most of the trees.
And to lots of creatures in the wild, trees are their homes and their habitats.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if nearly all the homes in your town were destroyed?
That would be awful.
Yeah, so that's kind of what it's like to be a Vengganu giant rat on the island of Vengganu. And without a home and everything that comes with it, it's really difficult to survive there. And now there's even talk of the Vengganu giant rat becoming an official endangered species.
Meaning they're at risk of extinction.
You know it. Pretty sad, huh?
Yeah, sure is. So I don't know if now is the right time to bring this up, Mindy, but didn't you bring me here so that the Vengganu giant rat could, you know, crack open my coconut?
Oh, yeah. So while we've been talking down here, Reggie's actually been up in the treetops making some new friends. Hey, Reg! Looks like he actually found you one of those elusive coconut crackers.
Whoa, is that a Vengganu giant rat riding on his back holding a lasso?
Nope, that's something in your eye. Here he comes. Look at that giant rat!
Man, if only scientists could get a load of this.
Oh, man. Okay, so walk up to him slowly so you can get a closer look. Here, take your coconut.
Whoa. He's way bigger than I thought he would be.
I know, right? He weighs in at about 2 pounds and is 1.5 feet long from nose to tail.
Whoa.
In fact, he's about 4 times bigger than the average city dumpster rat.
Whoa.
Isn't he a cutie?
Well, I guess you could say he has cute little ears, you know, comparatively speaking, and he's got pretty wide feet with big pads and curved paws. And...
Oh, yeah, those big wide feet help him to move around on those skinny forest branches high up in the trees where he lives.
And his long, hairless tail, it looks like it's covered in tiny scales with big patches of skin, kind of like an opossum.
Yep, and now I'm going to try to make him laugh so you can check out his teeth, okay?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
No, really, you know that some baby rats laugh when you tickle them, right?
I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So these researchers at Germany's Humboldt University did a whole study on it about a year ago. Some baby rats laugh when they're tickled, but at a frequency that's too high to hear with our own human ears.
It's just incredible to think about laughing rats.
So I'm just going to tell this giant rat a joke and see if we can at least get a smile out of him.
Oh, no.
Hey, Hey, buddy, so what's a rat's favorite game? Huh?
I don't think he's gonna respond to you, Mindy.
Hide and squeak! Get it? Reggie gets it.
Wait. Oh, I got one. Why was the rat afraid of the river?
I don't think he speaks English, Guy Raz.
Catfish! Get it? Catfish?
Wait, look! I think he's smiling. Man, get a good look at those teeth.
Whoa, those are some long, sharp teeth.
Which brings me to the reason we're here, Guy Raz.
Oh, no, you're not going to feed me to that giant rat, are you, Mindy?
What? No, why would I feed you to the giant rat?
Ew.
Probably tastes like kale and kombucha, and that just wouldn't be fair to this giant little guy.
What? I don't taste like kombucha, do I?
Guy Raz, stop sniffing your own armpits and bust out your coconut.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this guy really is the coconut cracker?
In the flesh and in the fur.
Wow. Okay, well, should I put the coconut on a plate first? Maybe, you know, with a little garnish?
What? No, just put it on the ground and watch him work his magic.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna gently place this coconut on the ground here, and I'm gonna slowly back away a little bit.
He's moving towards it.
His teeth are starting to look all powered up.
Oh, there he goes. He's using his sharp teeth to crack the shell of the coconut.
And now he's running away with it.
Ah, rats!
Hey, that rat stole my coconut. You know what, Mindy? Maybe I should just let him have it. I mean, you know, with all of his trees getting chopped down, they're probably getting harder and harder to come by anyway.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. Hey, do you want this Mounds bar that's been melting in my pocket for 2 weeks? It's got chocolate and coconut.
I think I'll pass. Well, why don't we just go back to the lab? Hey, Reggie, you ready?
Wow in the world.
Hi, thanks for calling Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, my name is Maggie, and I live in North Carolina. My wow in the world is if we didn't blink, our eyeballs would dry out, and we couldn't move them. We'd have to move our heads instead. Hi, girls. Hi, Mindy. I love your show. Thanks.
My name is Joan, and I live in Kenya. And my wow in the world is that there are 148,000 hippos in Kenya. Bye.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz.
My name is Evan, and I live in Hilliard, Ohio. My wow in the world is that bald eagles use their poop to stick their nest together.
Hi, my name is Ella. I'm from New Jersey. And my wow in the world is in art class. We're at school. We're learning about Georgia O'Keeffe. And I'm painting master flowers like her. Bye, Mindy, Guy Raz. I love your show.
Hi, my name is Jack. I am from Macomb, Illinois. And my wow in the world is the leap year, February 29th, comes around every 4 years. And I was born on that leap year, so I'm legally two. Thank you and goodbye.
Hi, my name's Tess. I'm from Baltimore, and my wow in the world is that we went canoeing and we saw a snapping turtle. It was so cool. Bye.
My name's Adrian. I'm from California. My wow in my world is that penguins eat jellyfish. Bye. I love your show.
Hi, my name is Sterling. My wow in the world is that I got a wiggly tooth and lost it in the same day. Wow.
Hi, my name is Isaac, and I'm from Colorado. And my wow in the world is with my big brother.
End of messages.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Wow in the World. Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, and produced by Jed Anderson. Say hello, Jed!
Hello!
Jessica Bodie is our fact checker, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer is the big boss. Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. Thanks again for listening. Now go forth and find your wow.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.